It's Friday, September 17th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Microsoft offers passwordless, plus the StateRAMP verification, and the lessons from the Air Force's CSO's resignation. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has announced that users can remove passwords from their Microsoft account and go passwordless. Signing in with Microsoft Authenticator, Windows Hello, a security key, or an SMS or email verification code can be done instead. We may be a long way from a passwordless future, however. Duo Labs, the research team for Duo Security, reports that two-factor authentication adoption is up. 79% of people said they have used 2FA, up from 53% in 2019. That's just used it. The report revealed 68% of people do not use 2FA on all applications where it's available. Patch Tuesday for September looks a little brutal. More than 60 fixes and updates to come. With the Apple zero day this week too, researchers have indicated that the number of zero day vulnerabilities is actually up. It doesn't just seem that way. Looking at Project Zero, the number of 0 days is at 44 this year alone, up from 25 last year, and the number has increased every year since 2018. StateRAMP, which is a group focused on technology and industry, released its first group of companies approved as cloud vendors. It's designed to be a state-level process like FedRAMP, grading the security of federal vendors. There are three statuses: ready, indicating a product meets the minimum standards; provisional, meaning they exceed the minimum requirements; and authorized, when a product satisfies all the security requirements and has a government sponsor. Along with satisfying the StateRAMP standards, vendors must also comply with continuous monitoring to keep their status. A bit more about ransomware gang tactics. The Grief ransomware group is threatening to delete victims' decryption keys if they hire a negotiation firm. The Ragnar Locker group last week threatened to automatically publish victims' data if they contacted law enforcement or negotiation firms. Their argument? The negotiators are only there to make money too. This threat from Grief is a step further. Why do we care? Two areas I want to focus on from this one. First, I'm bullish on passwordless and changing the model for authentication. And Microsoft putting this stake in the ground is a big deal. It's optional, so the only way it becomes a thing is policy changes. That's where IT services companies come in. As an aside, shame my Xbox 360 login won't work anymore. That's actually noted among a handful of old tech that will be left behind. My second area of focus is that StateRAMP development. Thematically, it's more action at the state rather than federal level, and why we care is that state governments are a whole lot more like small businesses. Grading security of vendors at this level is a resource IT services providers care about. It's a system of assurances. MSPs should be learning this. Longtime listeners know that the Jedi Cloud contract was a fascination for me, and that managed to not come to a conclusion. At the same time, the Air Force was working on their own cloud effort, a multi-cloud DevOps-type project. And per some reporting by protocol, turns out that's not going well either. The Air Force's chief software officer quit over frustration with the project and blasted the efforts on LinkedIn. Quote, "Some are starting to use the size of the DoD as an excuse to claim that enterprise services cannot succeed in the department," he wrote, and continued, "We have people reinventing the wheel, whether for good or bad reasons, whether it's ego-driven or for little kingdom-building exercises, and so it's been a challenge to start bringing everyone together to realize that if we want to get to the all-domain vision that we keep preaching for many years, that's not even really new. We need to start having a cohesive cybersecurity and IT capability stack." There's a suggestion in his resignation, too, about a lack of modern enterprise tech experience within the military leadership and a lack of coordination. Again, quoting, "There are 100,000 software developers in the DoD. We are the largest software organization on the planet, and we have almost no shared repositories and little to no collaboration across DoD services." Why do we care? Sound familiar? My government-focused listeners are probably not surprised, although this is a very public criticism of a very large enterprise. Digital transformation much? It's easy to dismiss government as incompetent. It's not. It's larger at a different scale and faces unique challenges of that size. My takeaway is this. Without specific investment in managing technology with its own expertise, any project will suffer. That's the criticism here, which I suspect could be leveled against a lot of organizations. It's a competitive advantage still to invest. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.